chose me and my kind, the High Lords of Kemkem, who opened 1 inch the door of perpetuity and slipped beyond, leaving behind on the doorstep of your civilization only the pathetic corpse of a dead rat. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. For I am pure otherness. It's sort of a retelling of the story of Dracula. There's this line in the play that Lucy says to Mina, and she says, "Why are we constantly retelling the same old tale, as if the retelling might somehow ease your torment?" And it, so I think that was a line we, or the director sort of gravitated to sort of tell this story. And it's very different, I have to say. It's like nothing else I've ever read. Mack Wellman has a pretty crazy mind, and there's some challenges that come with the script, but it's very exciting for an actor and a director to work on and overcome those challenges and come out with something unique and original and good. I think
one of the challenges facing him and also us in putting this on is that there have been so many versions of Dracula. Some of the first films ever made, silent films, were made of vampires, Nosferatu, Dracula, and then all of the people over the years who have done Dracula. So Mack Wellman, our writer, has, I think, taken what he believes is the crux of the story and really gone bare bones with it. He's eliminated certain characters, eliminated certain settings, eliminated a lot of stuff, and even added a couple of things to tell the story that he believes Dracula is about.
I mean, because he's like this sort of immortal being. He's like this god, and but then after a while, you read the script, and you're like, "Well, he's funny, and he knows what he wants, and he's teased it at times, and he has to defend himself." And it's that sort of stuff allowed me to relate to him and step behind the character.
You know, if you've read Dracula or seen the Coppola movie or any of the movies that follow the Bram Stoker novel, you'll see it in this play. But he's taken liberties. He's taken liberties with certain timelines. He's taken liberties. He's combined my two characters into one for my character. And he's done a lot of things like that, but it's definitely the story of Dracula. It's just told for... It's not your father's Dracula. It's not your grandfather's Dracula. It's your Dracula. This Dracula is for the younger generation. Now, does that mean that older generations won't appreciate it? Of course not. They'll love it. They'll be, "Oh, wow, this is something new. I'm not seeing the same thing I saw 5 years ago. I'm not seeing the same thing I saw 10 years ago." But for a college-age audience, this is the kind of thing that they'll say, "Wow, I didn't know theater could be this exciting. Yeah. I didn't know that theater could be this different and this involved and this..." Oh, God, I hate to use this as a... "This rock and roll." God, shoot me for saying that. But really, it's a rock and roll kind of play. It's fun.
Yeah. Something we're drawn to, and we're taking from, you know, things like True Blood, things that will serve the play, but what we're doing is pretty original. It is.
Yeah, the I've never read the Twilight books. I've read all the Anne Rice books, well, until they got really bad, but I read the first five or so. The novel Dracula, which I reread for this role, I've read it before, is such a difficult novel to put on film or put on stage because the novel is written in letters. It's all letters. So it's very difficult to make that a linear, dramatic presentation. But the novel itself, there's a reason we're still reading it 120 years later. ¶¶ there's something about the whole lore of this, of a creature who is not human but has to survive on humans and somehow deep down inside longs to be human. It's almost like the struggle with angels jealous of people because angels don't have souls. And so they're jealous of humanity, even though angels will live forever and humans don't. Maybe it's something like that. But there's something that strikes the core of what's going on in our society today that makes us drawn to vampires. Something about it.
I know what you're thinking, Dr. Seward. A strange and sudden change in Scaldinelli last night. You have noticed it, haven't you? I began to get excited and sniff about like a dog. Your man Simmons, the lecher, noticed my state, and knowing your interest in me, encouraged me to talk. But I'm usually very respectful to servants, even to him. Sometimes I'm positively obsequious. But last night, all I could say was, I don't want to talk to you. The master is at hand.